Okay, I'd like to ask the message. Okay. I'd like to know what has occupied the minds of the church from 1888 to the present, because you mentioned that there are some people. Our church hasn't emphasized righteousness by faith. Has Jones and Wagner preached in 1888? So, essentially, what has the church emphasized doctrinally between that period and the present day?
Good question. Is this on?
It will be. Okay.
The prevailing idea for many decades has been that our forefathers at Minneapolis really accepted the message, and we've been preaching it powerfully for all these 100 years, or most of them at least. But now it's clearly recognized our forefathers did not accept the message, yet we think we've been preaching righteous by faith. Yet what we've been preaching is very largely the Arminian concepts, which have been imported from the popular evangelical churches. For example, as early as 1893, A.T. Jones at the GC session recognized that many of our people were accepting Hannah Whittall Smith's little book, The Christian Secret of a Happy Life, as being righteous by faith, when it's not. I know it's not. And then in the 1910s, we became enamored with the victorious life concepts that were borrowed straight from the Sunday School Times. And through the years, we've been going to Youth for Christ, and we've been adopting all kinds of programs which are largely dependent upon the concepts of the popular churches, and the clear 1888 concepts have not come through.